they did it. After an overtime Game 7 thrill ride, the Bombers have moved on to the next round, besting Estevan. The Bombers, who went up 2-0 in the series and lost Games 3, 4 and 5 before winning Game 6 to force a winner-take-all Game 7, took a 2-1 victory when it counted most, sending the Bruins home empty-handed and setting up a second-round series with Humboldt starting next weekend. Flin Flon started off the night with sound and fury, coming both from the forecheck and from a packed house at the Whitney Forum, complete with all manner of noisemakers and dozens of loud and proud fans. The Bruins quickly matched that pace, but the Bombers took a pair of early quality chances, both from Alexi Silvestre. One shot was stopped by Bruins goalie Cam Herdliska and went over the net, with the second clanging the post and bouncing away. The Bruins had the game's first power play, with Bomber Jacob Vaucler going to the box for a holding call, but the Bombers would kill that off. A quick period with few breaks or whistles wrapped up fast, with both teams hitting the dressing room scoreless despite mutual late pushes. Flin Flon got a power play of their own in the second when Keegan Little got caught for a hold, but Estevan's PK unit stood tall. Vaucler, Reese Richmond and Brock Muller each had chances and the Bombers hogged possession, but Herdliska stopped all pucks that came his way. The Bruins would strike first, with a 2-on-1 with Cade Runke and Owen Barrow bearing down on Corey King and Laser Hume. Runke looked off Barrow and put his shot bar down on Laser Hume, giving the Bruins a 1-0 lead around the halfway point of the game. The Bombers wouldn't get mopey though, they'd get even. With Kalen Whittingham in the box after tripping Jacob Vaucler, Ethan Mercer was Johnny on the spot, beating Herdliska with a wrist shot at the side of the net, tying the game. Estevan had late chances as the clock ticked down, but once more, the game would enter the intermission tied, this time at 1-1. Estevan started the third with momentum, killing off a Bomber power play and getting a prime breakaway chance. Runke was knocked down in the Bomber zone chasing a puck and lost his helmet, skating back to the bench for a change when the Bruins gained the puck and raced up ice. To increase the odds, when coming across King racing down on the backcheck, Runke put a shoulder into his chest. The interference went uncalled and Evan Forrest got behind the defense, going in on Laser Hume all alone. In the mano-a-mano showdown, Laser Hume made the stop, keeping the game tied. The Bruins had momentum at the halfway point of the period, but the Bombers started fighting back late. Jeremy Tremblay had a golden chance with 5 minutes to go, left all alone on a partial break, but couldn't corral the puck before he ran out of real estate and Herdliska made the save. Muller had his own partial break stymied after the puck bumbled over his stick. Herdliska saved and froze the puck. In the final seconds of regulation, DePero had a prime shot stopped by Herdliska, while Silvestre raced back in for a buzzer-beater attempt, but the buzzer beat him. For the third time in the series, overtime would be required. The series was now down to a game of next goal wins. Estevan had won Game 3 and Game 5 in overtime. The Bombers had not had any luck in extra time so far in the series. That changed after a minute of OT, when Whittingham took his second penalty of the night, holding up Tremblay and getting caught. Flin Flon had a power play in overtime of Game 7. The Bombers lost possession when Alexa Babich knocked the puck down the ice 30 seconds into the power play, springing the Bruins' Cody Davis with a breakaway chance. A footrace ensued between Laser Hume and Davis, with the goalie winning, playing the puck near the Bomber blue line and finding Cole DePero with a panicked pass. DePero took the puck and dumped it into the Bruins' zone. That puck took an awkward bounce off a stanchion in the side glass, jumping out into the slot, toward the net and bouncing in over a surprised Herdliska's outstretched pad. It was ugly as sin, but the goal would count. It was over. The Bombers had won. The animals of the zoo had finally been let loose. DePero's second goal of the series finished the game and the series, advancing the Bombers into the league semifinals. The Bruins players, stunned at the turn of events, huddled near Herdliska for support. The Estevan goalie was almost perfect during the game and series, stopping 39 of 41 shots in Game 7. Laser Hume got both the win and the assist on the winning goal, making 25 saves. The Bombers' victory provided a slight amount of revenge for last year's SJHL Finals, where the Bruins and Bombers also fought to a Game 7, but the Bruins came away with a 2-0 win to clinch the title. 10 Bomber players were on the ice for that game, including DePero. For Flynn Flon, it was a wonderful day for an exorcism. The game marked the final junior A game for Estevan 7-2002-born players, forwards Davis, Mitch Koner, Daniel O'Neill and Runke, as well as defensemen Babich, Owen Miley and Robbie Stewart. Koner and Stewart did not play in the game due to injury, while O'Neill sat out the game with a 2-game suspension for a head check that all but ended his junior A career. The Bombers will now face the second-seed Humboldt Broncos in the second round of the playoffs. The Broncos have home ice advantage and will host Game 1 and Game 2 at the Elgar Peterson Arena in Humboldt March 31 and April 1.